New Millennium Audio presents Sappho's Leap, written and read by Erica Zhang.
Prologue, On the Cliff. From Sappho, the future will remember us. Where to begin my story? The minstrels counsel us to begin in the midst of things, where excitement is at its peak. Well then, imagine me trudging in a whipping cold wind to the top of the Leucadian cliff where the sanctuary of Apollo still stands. It is said they practiced human sacrifice here in ancient times. The place still has that air, the old odor of blood. All the magic places on earth have that smell. There are little clumps of stunted pine trees along my way, and these golden sandals I wear are no match for the rocks that roll and skitter under my feet as I climb. More than once I have twisted my ankle and fallen. My knees are as raw as when I was a climbing girl. I have been at sea for many days, and climbing to the top of the white cliff, I still feel the rocking of the ship under my feet. I am unimaginably old, 50. Only witches live to be 50. Good women die in childbirth at 17, as I nearly did. By 50, I should be dead or a crone, with my dark looks and my somewhat crooked spine, which I have always disguised with capes of multicolored silk. My youth is gone, but my vanity is not. How can I still dream of love at 50? I must be mad. My black hair, which used to glisten like wet violets on an ebony altar.